You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Political and financial reactions to Britain's referendum vote to leave the European Union have been rolling in. The referendum vote led to British Prime Minister David Cameron announcing his decision to step down by October, saying the country needs fresh leadership following the results of the referendum. Stefan Boss has more on the reactions.
With the British pound declining and shares plunging in Europe, the United States and other markets, government leaders wonder who else may leave the European Union after Britain. If it's up to populist leaders, Brexit is the beginning of Frexit, the unraveling of the EU. Speaking in Budapest, Dutch firebrand politician Geert Wilders, who leads the anti-Islam PVV party, told Vatican Radio that he wants a similar vote in the Netherlands.
Ja, het is een historische dag. De Britse bevolking heeft die elite uit Londen, maar zeker ook uit Brussel.
It's a historic day. The people of Britain choose to teach the elite in London and Brussels a lesson, he says. They choose for an independent Britain that can take care of its own affairs, its own borders, its own migration policies and money. And I hope and think that the Netherlands should do the same.
Ik vind ook dat Nederland diezelfde kans moet pakken.
His comments worry governments in Eastern Europe, as his party is leading in opinion polls in the Netherlands ahead of upcoming elections. Hungary, the Czech Republic, Poland and Slovakia, known as the Visegrad Group, view Brexit as a major loss for the EU. They are heavily dependent on EU subsidies and fear for the future of Eastern Europeans working in Britain. Slovakia, which takes over the EU's rotating presidency on July the 1st, has already urged Britain to say when it will leave, in an effort to end the uncertainty. Poland, the largest economy among East Europe's EU member states, is worried too. In the words of Poland's Foreign Minister Witold Waciszkowski, he says the Brexit will lead to problems. Problems for both Great Britain and for Poland. Problems, troubles, chaos, long, chronic negotiations. In Western Europe, French President François Hollande shared those sentiments.
Le danger est immense face aux extrémismes et au populisme.
The danger of extremism and populism is immense. It's always quicker to undo than to create, to destroy than to build. France, a founding member of the EU, won't accept it, he says. The United States also expressed concern, and shockwaves are felt in Brussels, where the president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, tried to calm down his worried colleagues.
I always remember what my father used to tell me. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yet for now, the uncertainty continues over the future of the EU, once founded after World War II to avoid conflicts. It also comes amid mounting East-West tensions over Russia's annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula and its support for pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. However, Russian President Vladimir Putin denied allegations that he had influenced the vote in Britain to leave the EU. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.